Welcome to Don't Trust the Mirror, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder, with psychoanalyst Maureen Kritzer-Lang, the queen of self-esteem. Maureen shares her personal journey of her struggles with an eating disorder and how that changed her life. Listen as Maureen shares her pain, her stories, and her triumphs. Today, as a psychoanalyst, her mission is to help as many women as possible overcome their challenges. Now, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder.
Hi, this is Maureen Kritzer-Lang, the queen of self-esteem. Welcome to my podcast, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder. I'd like to talk with you today about a topic that's really crucial, and it really holds a very special place in my heart because I think it is one of the most important things that we could do for ourselves. Do I have your interest? Do you wonder what it is? It is self-care. It's crucial for not just those battling eating disorder issues and negative body image, but for everyone. The art of self-care and how to recognize when it's time to take a pause to really sit down and focus on taking care of yourself. But before I start, I wonder if you're thinking, okay, I hear the word self-care all the time. What exactly is self-care? So let me define it for you. Self-care is the deliberate practice of taking steps to nurture and prioritize your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. It's about taking time to recognize your own needs and making choices that promote your overall health and happiness. Now, what exactly does that all mean? So let me break it down for you a bit. Self-care is something that I think we need to take a moment to reflect on. What is it we need to do to take care of ourselves? I often ask my patients, what is it you need at this moment? It can be a constant struggle, particularly for somebody who deals a lot with eating disorders, and it can be a relentless battle that they face daily. I've talked about when I was younger and my eating disorder was just spiraling out of control. I had no idea what self-care was. There was absolutely no self-care in my regimen and in my life at all. In fact, it was just a constant, it felt like a constant surge of self-destruction, basically. So I didn't even know about taking a pause. And I don't think I even knew the word self-care back then. People who struggle with disordered eating and negative body image face this ongoing battle. I know what that's like. It often feels like such an uphill climb. Your self-esteem is so fragile and you're feeling so vulnerable. And your relationship with your body is so complex. It's so easy to just focus on what your body doesn't do, how you hate it, that relentless critic that never gives you a break. Every glance in the mirror, that's why I named my website, Don't Trust the Mirror, because every glance in the mirror can be a potential trigger for self-doubt and criticism. Think of the times that you look in the mirror and think, wow, I look awesome, and your insides match your outsides. If that doesn't happen very often, it's time to take a pause for self-care. It's a daily struggle to navigate in a world that's bombarded with unrealistic beauty standards. So, how do you know when you need to take that pause? The signs may not always be obvious, but if they're there, but if you look closely, they will be there. Here's a few signs to watch out for that you can begin to reflect on and take a look at within yourself. Listen to your inner dialogue. Like I just mentioned, that relentless inner critic. those thoughts of, I hate myself, I'm too fat, I need to lose weight, I don't exercise enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not pretty enough. Those were all things that I told myself that I often hear from my patients. Are you constantly criticizing your appearance and engaging in those really, really, really negative thoughts that just bring you down that really dark hole? Do you find that you're starting to isolate and withdraw from social situations and activities that once brought you joy? Do you start finding yourself turning down invitations to go out, to meet with friends, to go to dinner, to go to some kind of social event because you don't want to deal with food and you don't want to put clothes on and have to like have the pressure of dressing up because you feel so bad for yourself? Are you starting to experience physical symptoms like fatigue? And I'm not just talking about being tired. I'm talking about that fatigue when it just feels like your body can't move. Now, I remember when I was in the worst of my binging and purging, and I was literally so exhausted all the time. I just felt like taking a step outside of my apartment was a huge effort for me. To think, to work, it just felt like life was just exhausting. Do you find that you're not sleeping or you have changes in your sleep habits or your sleep patterns? And this is also a big one, and I know it probably seems obvious, like disordered eating. It's pretty obvious, but changes in appetite. Are you really aware of how much you're restricting, how much you're binging, how much you're thinking about food? Because even those physical symptoms resonate emotionally when all you do 24/7 is think about food. Which goes into the next thing that I want to mention, which is where you find your mental health is going down that slippery slope, where you're feeling increasingly anxious, increasingly depressed. You have really dark thoughts. It's harder to change your channel, as I talk about. And are you neglecting just the basic self-care? Here we're using that word self-care again, like nutrition, regular exercise, or not even just exercise, because I've talked about not even finding that the word exercise can be a big trigger. But it's just moving, and you just really want to stay in bed all day. You want to pull the covers up over your head. So please try to be aware of these signs. They can be subtle, and not just subtle, but I think sometimes we just get in a place where we just get used to feeling that way, and we don't even really realize that we can feel differently. And there are cries from your body and your mind telling you it's time to take a pause and take care of yourself. So why is this self-care so crucial? Especially for those of you who struggle with eating and negative body image and just really, really low self-esteem. I want to tell you that self-care is not selfish. It's really self-preservation. When you have an eating disorder, your mind and body are working overtime. I'm sure you can relate to that. To cope with these daily, constant struggles and conflicts. And by not taking care of yourself, it just makes things worse. It leads to a vicious cycle of your symptoms getting worse, your anxiety increasing, and a deeper sense of isolation. I like to think of self-care in three essential components, which is the physical self-care, which is nourishing your body. You may need help from a nutritionist because breaking this cycle of the diet cycle, the diet mentality, that relentless voice that says to you, I need to diet, I'm too fat, you really need to reach out for help with that. And so with a therapist, with a nutritionist, with a medical doctor, you can really find that it can just get you started on your journey of recovery and pulling yourself out of the darkness that you're in. It means letting go of the strict dieting and focusing on what your body needs to thrive. Remember, we all need energy. When a car is out of gas, it doesn't go. So when you're not fueling your body, it really prevents you from being your best self. And as I said before, exercise should be more about movement and strength and vitality. It's not a punishment. Those of you who constantly, excessively exercise because you need to burn calories, because you're so afraid of food, is really just self-destructive behavior. Now, mental self-care. Our thoughts have such incredible power over our behaviors. And really, it's challenging those negative thoughts. There's a book by Jenny Schaefer where she talks about ED. And in whatever words or language that you like, how do you challenge those eating disorder thoughts? She talks about having ED on one shoulder and then the healthy thoughts on your other shoulder. So how can you challenge those eating disorder thoughts? Like, I really shouldn't eat today, I'm too fat. To the normal thoughts, which are, or the healthy thoughts, which are, you really need to eat that food to fuel yourself. You're beautiful. Your legs are strong. Your arms are strong. You need that food to fuel your energy and to make you, and to help you think better and to help you cope through your day. Cultivating that mindfulness and self-compassion, which I just talked about in a former podcast about self-compassion, can really help you manage your anxiety and your guilt. Taking this pause for self-care can provide a breath of fresh air. Now, I know that might sound really corny, but when it's like being in the midst of a hurricane. You can't see your way out of it. So you have to like step back and take a look and assess your needs and make conscious choices that support your well-being instead of supporting your self-destruction. In the context of eating disorders, taking that break for self-care can break those destructive patterns, can help you feel better about yourself, give you more confidence, and provide the emotional and mental space that you need for your recovery on this really, really hard journey. I want to talk a little bit more about the emotional self-care, which is reaching out for support. Reaching out, which I mentioned before, is reaching out to a therapist, to friends, to family who are positive, who support you. And to really be aware of those people in your life who are toxic, who you can be with, and all of a sudden you start to feel really bad about yourself. So just take a moment to think about that and the people that you surround yourself with and whether they build you up or they bring you down. Because building emotional resilience and self-awareness and strong, positive interpersonal relationships are so critical for your well-being. Now, I'd like to get a little bit more practical with you because you might be asking yourself, this all sounds great, but what are some practical things I can do to incorporate this self-care in my life? One of the things that I mentioned is mindful eating. Mindful eating, or I like to also think of it as intuitive eating, which is really, really hard and really, really, really challenging when you have disordered eating because you lose any perspective on what intuitive eating is. You lose the signs of hunger. You lose the signs of fullness. So with the help of possibly your therapist, the help of a nutritionist, pay attention to your body's hunger and your fullness cues. I've talked before about that scale of 1 to 10, like 1 being so full and stuffed, or 10 being so full and stuffed, and 1 being starving. Being aware of these cues can help you rebuild a healthier relationship with food, because that's really a big part of it, is how do you redefine and rebuild your relationship with food and your body. To set boundaries, learn to say no when you need to. That can be really hard. And that's when talking to a therapist can also be helpful to help you reinforce those boundaries that you need to. Because those boundaries and setting those boundaries are an act of self-care that really serves to protect your emotional and mental well-being. And setting those boundaries can, I know it can bring up a lot of anxiety because you can worry about the potential conflict for setting those boundaries. But really talking with somebody about them, role-playing, thinking it through, and it can maybe take a while, but you can do it. And it really, really helps to improve your self-esteem. And it helps you find your voice. Take a break from social media. I say this often, because if you're not using social media in a way that promotes positive feelings, you should take that break. If you're starting to compare yourself on social media, if social media is making you feel bad about yourself, making you feel like you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not pretty enough, you need to take a break. You've heard me talk about journaling. I love journaling. And sometimes journaling isn't always easy. There are days that I have a hard time thinking about, what is it I even want to write? What is it you want the universe to let you know? Taking that pause, I talk about flow writing, which is setting your timer for 10 minutes and just writing whatever comes to your mind. It can really provide you with some insights and just some thoughts that can really shift your perspective on things. As you know, if you've listened to my podcast, and I hope you have, journaling saved my life. My journal became my best friend when I had no one else to talk to. So please think about journaling in whatever way. You can do it with art. You can take colored pens. You can take colored pencils and markers and decorate your journal. You can write poetry. You can do art. You can write whatever you want. It's really just for you. As I said before, challenge that negative self-talk and try to incorporate those positive affirmations that you can work into your daily routine that really affirm your worth and your value and that make you feel good about yourself. Try to prioritize sleep and relaxation. Take a walk outside. I probably sound like a broken record with all my walks in nature, but as I'm even looking out my window now, as I'm recording this, I'm thinking, I could probably really use a walk, because that fresh air, looking at the sky, whether it's cloudy, whether it's blue, the other day I actually got caught in the rain. It just really gives me a chance to breathe, which is so important, and to just literally give me that breath of fresh air that can make such a difference. And connecting with nature also helps you see how nature really can mirror how we go through our own cycles of life. One of the other practical self-care tips that I think is so important to pay attention to when you find yourself feeling more anxious or depressed or just out of sorts is to talk with your therapist or your doctor about medication. And I know that can sometimes feel pretty scary to do that, but it's worth a conversation because it can really help you feel better if you're on the right medication. And it doesn't have to be forever, but it can really help you get out of a very dark place and help you feel better. The other piece is to be really mindful and careful about alcohol and any kind of substance abuse. Because I think when we're feeling so anxious, so down, we can tend to feel like, well, a glass of wine will help, a cocktail will help, whatever substance is your substance of choice can really help you feel better. The difficulty is at that moment, it might help, but it can also make you feel worse in the long run. So I'm not saying to necessarily like give it all up unless you feel like you really have an issue and it really is out of control. But just to be mindful about your alcohol intake, about your substance abuse intake can really also be an important part of self-care. I hope this helps you recognize when you need to take that pause to take care of yourself, because it's vital in your journey towards healing from eating disorders, from negative body image, from that negative self-esteem, and can really help you feel better about yourself, to help you find your voice, to help you discover yourself, and to remember that self-care is not selfish. It's an act of self-compassion and self-preservation. Thank you for joining me on my podcast, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder. Remember, trust yourself, don't trust the mirror, and until next time, take care, be kind to yourself, and embrace the power of self-care. If you found this helpful, please share it with your friends and family, and on whatever podcast or social media platform you listen to. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Don't Trust the Mirror, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder, with psychoanalyst Maureen Kritzer-Lang, the queen of self-esteem. We hope you enjoyed it. Please visit donttrustthemirror.com, where you'll find all our social networking links and can post your stories, comments, and questions. Until next time, remember, trust yourself. Don't trust the mirror.